This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, it's not going, Bryn.
Oh, man.
Bryn, my thing's not going.
Hey, everyone, go to the...
I pushed it. Look at it. It's not going. Hotkey error.
All right, real quickly, everyone, go to the Alice 973.
Rejected.
Go to the Alice 973 Instagram. I posted a picture... I posted a picture of Vinny in the harness. I also posted a video of the harness in action. And I posted a picture of the 1998 Alice jean jacket.
Oh,
and we
snap.
Ask if this was still available, would you wear / buy it?
Nice.
So the harness is it came from yesterday. We were talking about the fashion trend of the SAG Awards. Michael B. Jordan was wearing this like harness thing over his suit.
And... Oh, Vinny!
He looks distinguished.
Does
it
look good?
It does.
I gotta look at that.
If you scroll to the left, you'll see the video. You'll see
Yuzette knees me in the backside to get me to drop. I'm like looking at it, going, "Oh my God, she's good at this. Look at her."
Oh yeah, she knows what to do.
Gets me down on my tummy
practice.
And then steps right on my neck. Sheesh.
We'll have to wait till the break to look at it.
Right. I know. I want to hear the sound.
That's on Instagram, everyone.
Oh. Quiz. Q-U-I-Z. Quiz. I got a little quiz for you. Why isn't my thing working? Quiz.
It's okay. I play it just like the olden days.
Yeah, but I got all these other things I want to play.
I know, right?
Quiz.
Well, Philip's here, so.
Yeah, Philip, come fix our thing.
Hey, Texas, get in here.
Yeah, Texas. Quiz is this hour's code word. Text the word quiz to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. 12K a day. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word, quiz. Message and data rates apply. We're going to do a code word every hour all day until all 12 are used up. And then this is it. This is the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So just take a second and enter.
People are DMing me asking.
DMing?
Yeah, direct message.
I know, but like... okay.
On Instagram.
Okay.
They're wondering, is the harness available on Slappy Stuff?
It is not, and it will not be.
Why not?
It's just, I don't do that. Why not? You know what? There's the Crucible in Oakland. Go to that, and you'll find leather out the yin-yang. And up the yin-yang, too, pretty sure.
Well, just consider it.
I'm not going to do that. It's not my thing.
What's your thing?
My thing is making purses with freaking skulls on them. That's my thing.
I say sleep on it, Sarah.
Yeah, sleep on it.
I'm not sleeping on it. I'm not going to sleep on it.
Give her a couple of days. She'll roll over.
I have no interest in making leather BDSM stuff. It's just not my thing.
I think you should do it.
It's not my thing. I just told you. I'm not interested in doing that.
You can make
so
it your
thing.
I don't want it to be my thing.
Each time
I like making purses. I like holding them and putting things in them.
Can I just say, may I please?
You may.
Each time you've made something... You've quickly figured it out and started making really good stuff, right? I mean, the wallets were pretty damn janky in the beginning, and then they got real good. The purses, look at them now. Yeah. They're unbelievable.
Because I'm interested in those things. I made that for you. It's a one-off. It would fall apart under any kind of stress.
How long does it take you to make a harness? Be honest.
That took me 20 minutes.
All right, then.
Yeah.
But that's but
put a minute into it.
Oh, my God. I'm not putting a minute. First of all, I don't have the right
kind
of leather
to do
that.
Let me hold it up for the camera.
It's really thin, stretchy leather. It's not. That is not.
Well, you can make a better one in 25 minutes. How about that?
How about that?
I'm just not. That's not really what my shop's about.
Can you put Debbie in a leather
she'd look good
mask with a zipper mouth?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't I wouldn't know how to make those. Those are too curvy. I can't make curvy
things. Maybe put your
brother
in one.
Oh,
yeah, actually, string them up to a tree or something. Just like leave them in the yard for a while. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right, people, if you want Sarah to put these up on Slappy Stuff, just put it in the
comments.
Let
us know.
Yeah, put it in the comments.
It could be slapme.com.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
How do you do it?
Slap me stuff. How do you do it? How do you do it?
Incredible.
Slap me stuff.
It's all in the title, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. That's not happening. Okay, so.
Okay.
It's not my thing.
It's not happening.
I'm telling you. You know what? Free plug for the Crucible in Oakland. They're big leather.
I don't know them.
Just.
Yeah.
There, you
know,
it's a
how
place
do you,
you
know
can go,
about that?
Because you can take leather working classes there. You can do like blacksmithing, for God's sake. That place is great.
So you went there for a class?
No, my girlfriend went there and did like a leather work class, and she was telling me all about it. And this, you know, if you want BDS, look, we've got a whole district in this town dedicated. I am not going to, at my little house in Marin, going to be making BDS. I'm not doing it.
Just consider.
I'm not interested in it. Will you stop it? I considered it.
Okay, how about a crochet harness?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about a crochet harness?
Maybe.
All right.
All right.
To start.
Yeah.
Sleep on it.
Yeah.
I slept on it last night.
Ask her again.
And I decided, no, don't stop. Just stop asking me.
Yuzi's good at this, by the way. When you see the video, she knees me right down to my tummy and steps on my neck. Awesome.
She's amazing.
And she walks in there with force.
Yep.
She knows just what
Boom.
To do.
I know you wanted it. That's why.
She knees your butt.
You know you want it.
She's kneeing you right in that
you
butt.
Want it.
She's looking for the bullseye.
Did not.
You want it, baby. See, you're all embarrassed looking at me, hiding your face.
He's a little pink.
You like it.
I am not.
Come on,
I didn't
Daddy.
Get enough
you know
sleep
like
last
it.
Night.
Really?
That's all.
Oh, you didn't? What happened?
Tired. You know, a lot
they
going
a baby.
On.
Dear Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, this is an email.
Okay.
Just a quick one. Mm. Today is my BFF Erin's 31st birthday. She turned me on to you guys over 6 years ago, so she's a good person, you guys. And I've been obsessed ever since. Even though we don't live near each other anymore, we often text about the show. We both feel like you're the friends we've never met and are so grateful to have our radio show friends in our life. Can you please give her a birthday shout out? She will freak out! From Kim. So happy birthday, Erin.
Nice.
Have a great day. Thanks for turning your friend on to us.
Kim.
Your friend Kim, yep. And Erin, I hope you have a great 31st. So, some Super Bowl ad stuff. I want to start with the Dexter one. So, okay. Skittles last year did this commercial that only one person got to see. It starred Ross from Friends, David Schwimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm recalling correctly, their ad was them showing the ad to someone who had won this contest. So the person was just like, you ever see the reaction videos to Two Girls, One Cup? It's like
yeah,
that.
That's why I ended up watching the video, because seeing the reactions, I thought, there's no way it could do and make me retch like that. That's ridiculous. And then I retched. Like, I've lost all respect for humanity. Mm. The planet over. It is awful. Yeah, it's just one of those things where you go. So this is what we've come to in the name of good times?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Skittles didn't do a... I mean, I just use that as a example of some... it's a video of someone watching a commercial.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't retch.
Okay.
You know, maybe giggles or whatever. Right. And I don't know. I guess maybe they ran that during the Super Bowl or they had some kind of contest going on. But they actually got quite a bit of play out of it.
Yeah, it seemed like they were going to just show it to one viewer.
Right. And that got talked about. So that was actually sort of genius on Skittles' part. So this year they're doing a musical on Super Bowl Sunday. I can't quite figure out. It sounds like it's not going to air during the Super Bowl. It's like an online thing. But it's a musical about why commercials are bad.
Advertising ruins everything.
Yeah,
that's
the name of the musical. And it's Michael C. Hall, who played Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's funny, too, because they're all being real serious about like how they're rehearsing for this thing. It's all behind-the-scenes footage of them recording it. And that's him.
Describe the video.
It's a behind-the-scenes look at people training for what seems like a theater production.
Right. And then there they are in the studio, like, recording their voices. And now they're bitching about commercials. And now he's going to realize, and it's actually very dramatic when he makes the realization.
They're all eating Skittles, by the way.
Yeah. So the whole thing, everyone's got a pack of Skittles, and they're eating it as they're watching him. He's a good singer. I didn't really realize that.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Is he just like in his studio singing to a microphone?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm seeing?
It's basically, they're at one point, they're like rehearsing all these dances and stuff. So it looks like, you know, one of those things where there's a choreographer and they're working through it. And, you know, just like what a behind the scenes of a Broadway play might look like. And then there they are recording the soundtrack, and there's the tagline. Advertising ruins everything.
So we're not going to see this.
It looks like it's just going to be online. I'm not positive.
At the end of this ad, it says, "Hear the full cast recording at Spotify."
Oh.
So I wonder if...
Weird.
Anyway,
congratulations,
Skittles. Not that weird. They're linked in on, you know, combining resources.
And got everyone to talk about them by not doing a commercial for the Super Bowl.
I saw a title. I looked up Skittles, and it says, "Skittles Super Bowl Sunday Musical may be an FU to advertising."
Except that all it is one big ad for Skittles.
Absolutely.
Michelob Ultra. Does anyone like this beer?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to do one of the things that I had to do for Anheuser-Busch was Mich Ultra. It was hot back in whatever that was, the 90s. One of the outfits I had to wear was
I didn't even know it was that old.
Yeah.
Well, so it's an Anheuser-Busch product. Mm-hmm. And I've tried it. You know, it's like the no-carb.
This is the beer that Kelly Slater, the famous pro surfer, the 11-time world champ, did an ad for.
Oh.
He's in the Michelob Ultra ad, and I think it aired in the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, funny. So it's awful. In my humble opinion,
I
think it's terrible. Like, okay. It tastes, you know, it tastes like O'Doul's or something. It tastes like you'd have to drink 100 of them to catch
to
a buzz.
Well,
I like the taste.
Not everybody's trying to get wasted.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get wasted, but if I'm going to drink a beer, I'd like a little buzz.
You know, when I drank, I wanted time travel. I want to.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm
see you day
here.
After tomorrow.
Right. But, you know, not everybody's looking for complete decimation.
Well, if you're not looking for complete decimation, Michelob Ultra is the beer for you. They have this new Michelob Ultra called Pure Gold.
Yeah.
So it's in a clear bottle and it's, you know, just looks like Bud. And they did a ASMR-themed Super Bowl ad. So we have talked about that. In 2018, it even came onto our radar, and it's these...
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. Where you like little sounds and whispering.
Whisper,
and super, and it's supposed to like, I don't know what it is. Vinny talked about. Yeah, like that might be something.
Just titillates your senses.
Something, but it sort of puts you in this weird hypnotic state. Like Vinny talked about being in the doctor's office and it's quiet in there and there's just like the little sounds that are happening.
I get these weird, almost, it's not numb feeling, but I get, because it feels good actually. Mm. And I've never...
It's like a weird
until
detachment.
You said this and started reading the story, I don't know, what was that, a year ago when you did the
around
story?
That, right.
Until you said it, I thought I was the only one who got this weird feeling, and I would never have said, you feel that? This feels weird to me.
Right.
Like,
because the spell gets broken by too
it
much
is a
noise
spell,
or...
though. That's the thing. Right. Like, it's, and so I would feel it in the dentist office. It can't be when they're touching you, like, you know, grinding on your teeth or whatever. But it's when they're moving around beside you.
The rustle of the jacket, the movement of like a piece of material.
And I would get this peaceful, like weird feeling that can only come in those moments. And then once you said it, I went, oh my God, it's a thing.
Right. It's a total, and it's called ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And if you look that up on YouTube, it's actually become kind of a thing that celebrities do. Like Cardi B did a pretty good one where you're just talking real soft into a microphone, but also making little sounds. I think she was doing her like.
The thing that I have found through these, and Bryn just overdid it too, with or in my opinion, with the scratching the mic.
Right.
It has to be soft and it has to be super understated. So normally humans ramp everything up.
Right.
That's just the way we do stuff.
But people listen to these to go to sleep too. So you wouldn't want there to be any kind of jarring noise. It needs to just be, you almost get tingles.
Like
Oh, is this the Cardi B one?
This is.
So they're like that.
That works if you have headphones.
Oh, it's great. I don't know how it'll work in people's cars. I'm sure it's shifting from one side to the other.
Yeah, but it's on the
So anyway, Zoe Kravitz, who is the daughter of Lenny and Lisa Bonet,
uh-huh.
and is one of the stars on Big Little Lies.
Yes.
She did an ASMR commercial for Anheuser-Busch, so she's outside. There's like a waterfall behind her, like all these things that should be making all this noise. Like, just play the ad and Vinny, watch it a little bit. You got to listen to her.
No surprise that those two had a stunning daughter, but yeah. Jesus, oh she God. Is hot looking.
She's like a little clone of Lisa Bonet. Uh-huh.
That makes me thirsty, those sounds.
That so it's worth watching that, too, because you see what each of the sounds is that she's making. I don't know why, but those are so fascinating to me.
Uh-huh.
I want to do a podcast where you just do that the whole time. You don't want to do it with me?
No, it's kind of annoying to me. But did you guys ever see Lisa Bonet in, you probably didn't.
Cosby Maybe Show? Did. The Cosby Show?
No, Ray Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's gnarly.
Dude, that scene gnarly. In the bathtub.
Lisa Bonet. Oh, my God. Yes, Lisa Bonet in that.
Yes.
I was thinking
the
that character
Travis.
Was just
Dude, she was
off the chart. The
that was
Wait, is that the fighter's girlfriend?
Yeah. No, the fighter sister.
Fighter sister slash girlfriend.
Right. Yes.
Gross.
Heavy. Oh, yep. Spoiler alert.
No, you can't spoil that.
Too much.
That's pure gold.
Yep.
Super gross. Anyway.
Oh, by the way, I was looking up the date for Big Little Lies. It's coming back February 16th.
Oh, wow. Right around the corner.
Yeah.
Season 2, everybody. Shot, Good. Still shot right down the street in Monterey?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you haven't watched, is that a Netflix thing?
No, it's an HBO thing. And I've been seeing trailers on it on HBO, and all the girls are lined up in
Yeah. Like in a police
jail.
Lineup.
Yeah, a police right. lineup, exactly.
And if you haven't seen the first season or you haven't read like the book, they've actually stayed, considering that it's set in a whole other country,
uh-huh.
They stayed really true to the book, pretty true
good.
To the book. And it's worth it. That's a very, very well done
Not that many
show.
Episodes either. You can catch up quick.
Yeah, like 8 of them maybe. Mm. Did you watch? You watched that, right?
Which one is this?
Big Little Lies.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't? With Reese and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
did your girlfriend watch it?
Christina watched it, yes.
Yeah, really good. Good, Ben. You'd like it.
I just started The Punisher season 2.
Mm.
And man, I don't know if it's a commonly known sort of writer's trick.
Oh.
But it's one of those things where the person in the that crosses his path is fairly unlikable.
Mm.
And then he has to save her, and you're like, don't do it. Like, you don't even like her. Don't save her. But you know what I mean? It's like this situation where you're like, I'm not rooting for him. Ah! What did he get himself into now?
Right.
Crap! But they make this, it's clearly what they did on purpose. Right. Like, this person's...
They're conflicting you.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Right. So the first episode in, I'm already like, oh, man. Shoot.
Darn it all.
Darn it.
Did you, since we're talking about Lisa Bonet, did you get the Jason Momoa news?
No. What about it?
Looks like he might be joining the cast of Fast and Furious.
Oh. I could see him doing that.
I heard that they were going to do like a women's version of that,
yeah,
too, with Michelle Rodriguez leading the cast.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Am I talking about the right Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it.
She's
yeah.
part of it.
Yeah. Michelle. There's
Rodriguez.
A Gina, too.
Yeah, but Michelle.
Okay.
She's the one that's in it.
You know what? I meant to do more than these two stories, but I didn't get to it. So what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, I have delivery driver gets himself into trouble.
Uh-oh.
I've got and more after these. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Volta. February 14th, under the big top at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds. All week long, we'll have these tickets. So keep on listening. Keep on listening to the Sarah and Vinny Show.
Oh, I like it. Save that. Yeah. Bryn.
Add that to the movie review.
Okay.
Thanks. Is this the post you're working on?
No, this is just some Cirque music here.
Oh.
The post he's working on is so okay, so Volta. Everyone call now, 800-400-369. The post he's working on, he's actually making, he has a, what do they call that when you have like the production company's
logo.
Yeah, they're like their logo, but it has like a little animation to it. Is that like, is there a special name for that? You know, like focus features? And
yeah. What's
he's got Brinny Boy pictures.
So oh, funny.
And it's legit.
He's pulling a Hooman.
He is pulling a Hooman. Like, he is.
Trying to follow Hooman's lead.
No, you can't be Hooman. Don't try to be Hooman, okay?
I'm trying to pimp out my
So he's
my
got,
video.
Like, you know, starring Sarah doing something. Starring Yuzette shaking her boobs in the harness. Into the, I mean, it's genius
yeah,
so far.
It's taking me forever, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we'll
when
see it in about a week.
Hopefully it'll be done by the end of the show.
Oh, no, it won't
things,
be.
You guys, these things take time.
Thanks, Hooman.
Oh, Hooman. We
don't
understand.
Things done during the show because after the show, it's just like.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Who
all
cares?
Right, I'm working.
All right.
Get to work.
Well, thanks for understanding.
Also, do all the stuff you have to do here. Call now and win Volta tickets. You're going to love it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855 Jumpstart today and get started on a new healthy you.
All right.
That's 855 Jumpstart today.
Sounds like a plan.
Here's what's happening. So I imagine most of you have already started planning your Super Bowl parties, as this Sunday is the big event.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes down.
You better be planning. If you're having one, you probably know by now, right?
We're having one.
Oh, you are?
The McCutcheons will be coming over.
Oh, they're the ones with all the kids?
Mm-hmm.
And who go to bed at 8 o'clock like you
yes,
like?
Yes, right.
Good.
Everybody
nice.
They'll be out? You can
everybody
kick them out at what time?
Well, we don't have to kick them out because their kids have early bedtimes, too. Makes it unbelievably easy.
How many kids do they have?
Three.
And are they close to Isla's age? So do
close
they all
enough,
play together?
The oldest, Violet, is like seven,
oh,
nine?
Violet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So they all play together.
And Isla looks up to her, so they, you know, hang and...
Well, she's an older girl, you know.
Right.
9 years old.
And she's a good kid, too.
Mm. Like,
well, the McCutcheons are good people.
They are. You're right.
They're Christly, aren't they? You say they're like
amen,
big churchy
amen.
People?
They are, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, Brian is the guy who majored in theology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's right. Okay. I remember them now. All right. I like them. Nice people.
They are nice people. Mm-hmm. Where was I? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was going to actually do
Super Bowl.
A couple Super Bowl, Super Bowl stories, and now I've screwed
you are
up.
Shuffling your papers quite a bit over there.
I had it straightened out, and then I started doing stuff.
When I was 9 years old, I went to a Super Bowl party. I remember my dad's friend picked us up.
Who's
from
this
San
guy?
Francisco.
Is this Timmy?
No. This was my dad's friend.
Oh.
So as an adult, picked us up from San Francisco, drove us to Oakland, and I fell hard for the boy there.
Oh.
Oh, I was like 9 years old in love.
Action, she's nine.
I know.
Yeah, girls who are nine are looking to kiss
boys.
But
he was probably like 12.
Oh, my God, an older man.
Yeah.
You've always liked the older man.
I've always liked older men. And I think, and we were like so into each other and talking. We were playing in his room and stuff. And
oh, alone
I think,
in his room?
I think there was a little kiss, not like open mouth, but there was like a.
Was that your first kiss?
No.
Who's your first kiss?
Yeah, and how old were you?
How do you not know your first kiss?
Oh, because it was this boy, Eddie, in kindergarten.
Oh. Like a full-on mouth kiss?
Not open mouth.
But a kiss.
Yeah, a kiss full-on. Like in the closet.
Oh. At 5 years old in kindergarten?
Is that how old you are in kindergarten?
I think around there, yeah.
Yeah. First grade is six, yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
That's always you really boy did crazy. Get it. Yeah.
Do you remember your first real kiss?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Who?
It's kid David. He had braces, hot, right?
Nice.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Your first real kiss, you were 12.
Mm-hmm. Because I turned 13 when I got to high school. Mm-hmm. I was 12 when I started high school.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Well, my birthday's in November, so I would be like...
Is that because you're so dang smart?
No, I don't think so. Wait, so I turned 13, turned 14, turned 15. No. So I must have been 13. Mm-hmm. I was 13 mm-hmm. when it happened. Because I must have turned 14 in high school. Mm-hmm. Right? I turned 14, 15, 16.
Yeah, 14 and 19.
Because I graduated, I was only 17. I turned 18 in college.
You know, I've been reading stories that starting your kid too early is one of is like the most likely reason your kid will suffer from ADHD.
Oh. Mm.
If they start too young.
Yeah, hold them back. I mean, honestly, I was always the youngest one in my class, and it was like everyone else got their license a year before me. Like, I wasn't 18 when I graduated. Like, it was fine. I seemed to be the right age to be in that class, mm-hmm. you know, just sort of from a peer standpoint. But I think I would have benefited. My mom needed us out of the house, you know.
Get to the nuns.
Go to the nuns.
I get that.
Mm. Yeah, I was 4 when I started kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
I was about to turn 5, so they thought it was close enough. I think the cutoff was like December 1st. I don't know what the cutoffs are now.
Well, we're definitely going in late.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. She'll be one of the oldest kids in the class.
And look at the way kids come out, and then they go to college, and then they come out of that, and they're like, what do I do now? Like, what's the rush?
Because they're a kid, right.
So, yeah, no rush.
How did we get started on this?
Because I was giving him time because
it's
Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
Right.
He was shuffling
through. Yeah, so I was 13 when I had my first kiss with David, who had stood me up for the semi-formal.
Oh, no.
I know. And then later I kissed him like an idiot.
What's that loser doing now?
Who knows? Busy being a loser somewhere.
Or he has a wonderful life and he just made a childish mistake with you.
Loser.
My God.
Blew it.
Yep.
Sheesh.
He didn't blow it so hard that I didn't kiss him later that summer.
Right. So there it is.
I'm sure you left him wanting more, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sure of that. No. I mean, I'm sure my first kiss, I was an expert at it.
You'd think with the way the Pats have repeatedly gone to the Super Bowl that they'd be the number one city to be an NFL fan, but they're not.
Oh, yeah?
They're number two. Who's number the number one city?
I bet it's like Wisconsin. Oh, like Green Bay.
Green Bay's third.
Oh.
How about city Dallas? Like,
how about New Orleans?
Cowboys?
Dallas is 4.
Okay. How about the Jets, New York?
No.
How about the Steelers?
It is the Steelers.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. The last time the Steelers made the Super Bowl was in 2011. And yet, they have the most engaged fans in the NFL. That's Boston right. came in second.
They say the road to the Super Bowl, except this year, goes through Pittsburgh.
In a related story, yesterday was the 19th anniversary of the New England Patriots hiring Bill Belichick.
Oh.
He was working for the New York Jets at the time.
Mm. Big Tuna went away.
And back then, many NFL experts claimed that they would regret that move. Syndicated columnist Ian O'Connor is famous for having argued that Bob Kraft's worst gamble is betting on this middle-aged mess to coach his Patriots.
Funny.
Immediately after taking over the Patriots, he drafted a guy named Tom Brady in the 6th round.
Got a chip on his shoulder about it.
Together, they've been to 9 Super Bowls in 19 years, winning 5, and this Sunday could be number 6.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
Tying him with the greatest team in the NFL ever.
O'Connor now.
What are you talking about?
Steelers.
They have 6 Super Bowls.
Anyway, but with different
QBs.
Yeah.
Take a breath, Sarah, please.
Relax. Tom Brady, greatest of all time. Go.
Your head's getting hot.
Don't you throw out stats like that. You're crazy.
Play that
Pats
against...
have been in more Super Bowls than any other team.
Play that stat.
Well, they've been in more than a...
Not
more than
you, Brent. Play
that
them. Again.
With the song?
Yeah,
play that
again. Oh, okay.
A 10th. A 20th.
Fella, check. Take that air out the ball.
Anyway, O'Connor admits his prediction was the worst of his career, and he now thinks Bill Belichick is legendary and says Belichick surpassed Vince Lombardi as the best NFL coach of all time. It's way harder now to maintain excellence than it was in Lombardi's day.
Wow. It remains to be seen if he's the greatest of all time coach because he's great. I agree. But he also had the right people around him. So when he's got to coach up some new young guy, you know, we'll just see how he does. She said as though she knows anything about football.
Right.
Police bust a guy's drug dealing operation because of his terrible habit at Target fitting rooms.
What?
The cops in Dover, Delaware last week got a call from a Target about a guy who'd been romancing himself in one of their fitting rooms with the door wide open. It was the second
time.
Close
the door.
Close the door.
How about you just do that at home?
Okay.
Close
the
door.
I'm fine, but at least close the door. I'm sure that happens in fitting rooms all the time. People get naked, the clothes brush up against their junk, their men.
Oh, it's just guys.
Yes, it is just
right,
guys.
Right, sure.
There's their stuff. Oh, yeah, I love that thing.
Anyway,
that for a while.
It's the second time he'd been exposed there for doing that. So they've gotten these reports. Target had surveillance footage of the guy leaving the store.
Gross.
And also the gold Jaguar he drove off in.
Oh.
Loaded.
Cops tracked him down and found out he's a 23-year-old dude named Lewis Foreman. When they got to his house, they busted him. This was to bust him for the fitting room crimes. But they also found he was running a drug dealing operation.
Well, thus the gold Jaguar. Any 23-year-old with a gold Jaguar is a drug dealer.
9 pounds of weed plus scales and baggies. So he's been arrested on drug charges and indecent exposure.
And what state was this?
This was in Dover, Delaware.
Okay.
You been to Delaware?
I've driven through it. I don't believe I've ever stopped there for
You don't
any
have anything
reason.
Bad to say about Delaware?
I have nothing to say. It's a tiny little state.
Cowhampshire, Vermont's all ugly people. Oh, no, Maine is the ugliest
Maine,
people.
Maine, ugly people. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cowhampshire, dummies.
Dummies,
but
oh.
You go there to buy things because there's no tax in... So if you want to go get something. But now they ask for your ID. Like, you used to be able to go up there and buy a car.
You have to be in state?
Yeah. Have to go up there and be like, I'm going to buy a car. Sell me a car. And then you drive it back to Massachusetts, get it registered.
Survey
no tax.
Asked people about the most universally funny things that get a chuckle out of them.
Okay.
Things Our Kids Say was number one. Is always at the post?
Yeah.
It's almost there.
So. Oh, it's almost there. Oh my God.
There's no one funnier than your kids, but unfortunately, it's only to you.
Right.
You know?
How about pet stuff? That always gets me.
Oh, little animal things.
Yeah.
Little animal things.
No.
No?
Service. Not on the list. Sitcoms on TV, memes, and animal videos.
Oh. Well, that's it. Animal videos. Sure. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
I do love a good animal video.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
Do you have the dodo on your Facebook? I know you don't go to Facebook that much. But
I do see. That's
dodo.
What I see. Yeah. Yes.
That dodos were extinct.
Dodo, just D-O-D-O. I don't know what it stands for, but it's the first thing that pops up on my when I open up Facebook, and it's animals.
Oh.
Like animals doing the darnest things.
Oh, you're saying
thing.
Dodo is like a poster.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah. I don't know what it means.
An animal influencer.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. There you go. It just gets me every time. I got to watch them.
Yeah, I do like the animal thing. They were pretty cute.
This morning I saw, here's a husky sitting in a coconut tree. And it was actually straddling one of the branches.
Uh-huh.
Someone must have done it.
How did that happen?
There's no way that happened in real life. But it was really well done. The
poor dog.
The Photoshop. There's no way it really happened.
How far up was it?
It was in a coconut,
tree.
So are you saying that like maybe the coconut tree was leaning and the dog walked up the side of it? Or it's,
I'm saying it's photoshopped. It never happened, but...
Husky and a coconut
dog's
tree.
Dog's probably sitting on the ground and
right.
someone
It
right.
just
in
looked
there.
Cute. It was yeah. like, oh, that's so funny. Like. Reality TV makes the list. These are the top things the average American laughs at. By the way, did you watch last night?
Hell yeah, I watched last night.
Was it a good episode?
It was all right. It's a good episode. They're all good.
I can't get into... I know that's the big part of reality TV is the back and forth between Braxton and others.
That chick is just... She's a nightmare.
She's like, tough to watch.
I don't know if I could be in the same room with her. Like, I would choke her out. Or she would choke me out. But yeah,
I
would
I
try.
I think she'd choke you out.
I would try. You know. I don't know. She looks like the type that if you hit her, she'd crumple. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, she's just a mess.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I want her and Lolo to go at it. I think they will by the end of the season.
Oh, yes. I don't want to tell you. I heard some stuff.
Please don't, yeah.
Yeah, but it's that feed. It's that feed that people watch. And
they won't
tell
show
me
any
up.
Physical altercations, probably.
Yeah.
But we'll get to read all about it.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
The first gold record ever went to Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller.
That's a good song.
His record company gave it to him in 1942 for selling 1.2 million.
Wow.
Gold records are are not a million copies.
Not anymore. Gold records are half a million now.
Right.
Platinum is a million. But I guess they must have had a different standard back then.
The Recording Industry Association of America took over the gold record process in 1958, but the first one went to Glenn Miller for Chattanooga Choo Choo.
How does it, can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Here are some slappy stuff ideas for you, Sarah.
Oh, boy.
The texters are sending in pictures of things you can try to make.
No, this is, look at this. I can't even afford to make these. These are only like the 20, oh, maybe.
What is that, a harness?
This dude is nude. And he's got a, like, I don't even know what do you call it? Not like a loincloth, but just sort of a cup. It looks like a leather jock strap.
Yeah,
it goes up around and it goes up over the nipples and over the shoulders and stuff. It's like a singlet, like a weird singlet that looks uncomfortable. But the guy looks very happy to have it on. I'm going to hold it up for the
available
camera.
Available at Slappy Stuff by what, next week?
It's only
naked?
$28. Like, I can't even afford to make it. Like, the hardware alone would cost me $28.
Yeah. Well, people are wondering.
I can't get wholesale prices.
If you could make a Slappy Stuff jock strap. I'm getting a lot of those.
No. Are you really?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Hooman would love to model that for you.
Well, if Hooman will model it, I'll make it.
I don't think I can.
Hooman?
I don't think I could.
Nothing in the butt, right? The jock strap is just the cup in the front and around the legs into the. Got it.
Around the butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Below.
Around the legs and then connects to some kind of waist thing, right?
415.
Yeah, I can make that for you.
Sarah.
What?
You are so right. Vinny is a little pig. Winky face.
Oh.
Did you call me a pig while I was on the ground? Is that what?
I don't remember.
Breaking my eggs?
No, I just told you to get down.
Oh.
I wanted you to do push-ups, but unfortunately, Yuzette's heel was in your neck.
Right.
So you're welcome.
Couldn't make you do them. That was fun, weirdly.
You like that?
Get down. It gets right down. I'm like, oh, it totally works.
The video's
I expected him to put up a fight.
The video's on Instagram, everyone.
It's super funny.
It is. It's kind of funny, also.
And super funny, too.
Kind of like, why are they doing that?
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, it's us. We don't know why we do anything.
Yeah, we just get to talking.
Mine's almost up.
415.
Come on.
Whoa. I'm watching the loading sign.
Is
right
it on while Brinny? We're young, Bryn. We're young.
Hey, Instagram.
Is it on Brinny Boy?
Maybe I should log off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you should not be on the Wi-Fi. You should do it on LTE here.
Oh,
I mean, God, the Wi-Fi Brinny here boy. Sucks.
Is it on Brinny Boy?
Yeah, it's on Brinny Boy. All right. It's going to be amazing.
415 says, oh my gosh, Vinny in a harness and a nice suit. That made my morning.
Yeah. Everybody, if you're not already following, follow Brinny Boy, BrynnyBoy. I have high hopes for this video. I have high hopes for your video.
Thanks. Is it up yet?
Well, it's loading.
Loading. Get the circles right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Time to go, or do I have more time?
You have a little bit more time.
Okay. 510 says, Vinfro, the only suit you'll need in your life is a wetsuit. I agree, but I'll buy a suit.
Oh, you guys should get married in wetsuits. That'd be hilarious. You could have a veil and the bouquet of flowers.
Do you know how yeasty a wetsuit gets if it's not wet?
So wet it.
I'm just saying. I mean,
what do you mean yeasty?
Well, if you're sitting there,
because you get kind of
sweating, all your crevices are.
Sounds delicious.
It's not what you do. You take that off when you're not in the water.
You're turning me on.
You don't walk around in that thing.
Can't we just keep splashing you with stuff?
All right.
Water.
Is this my wedding or?
Yeah, it's a wedding. It's like a fun wedding where everyone's in wetsuits. Oh, you love wetsuits.
What?
Wow.
Whoa, where did that come from?
It's what you did.
408 says, tux is not necessary. We had a nice wedding in Napa, and my husband got a really nice suit. And now it's his formal suit for formal events.
Well, there you go.
And a lot of people followed up on that one as well.
Well, a formal wedding.
Vinny is correct on this one. Do not wear a rented tux to your wedding. Vinny is too cool for that.
Oh.
Tuxes are for conservatives. Whoa. Yikes.
Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash,
Sarah?
Oh,
well, all kinds of things, including me blowing my nose. You're
all
right. No, this isn't going.
Oh,
well, I got to do a Comcast commercial anyway. Why don't I just start it?
Let's just do that.
Is Brent's thing uploaded?
It's still loaded.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a...
I don't know what happened. Where is Texas? Like, yeah, seriously, our thing is messed up.
Xfinity, everyone. Okay, you're going to love Xfinity service.
Love it.
We're big fans. In fact, their internet is the best. Lightning fast and super reliable. I only wish we would get it here at work.
Yeah, because then Bryn could load up his movie onto Brynny Boy at Instagram, and it would only take 2 seconds.
Everybody can use their stuff all at the same time.
Yeah,
and the service continues
overload.
To be excellent with Xfinity.
Really
I also
great.
Love the Xfinity Stream app. You can take your tablet and your TV service anywhere you go.
Right. Literally anywhere.
Right.
You think that you are going to be bored when you're sitting in line at the DMV? No. You're going to be watching your show on Netflix.
Well, in some cases, when people take over the TV in the house, you may just be in a different spot in the house streaming a show.
Right.
I got to get out of here.
You can tell your remote what you want to hear. And they'll give you all the options. If it's a pay thing, or if it's an on-demand thing, or if it's on Netflix, it'll pop it right up.
It's streaming from Xfinity that makes your life simple, easy, and awesome. Get started today with Xfinity Internet and TV. Go to Xfinity.com, call 800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.